T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, R. Kelly, it may finally be happening. You may be indicted in Illinois soon.
Yeah.
Why? Because a videotape has surfaced that shows him sexually assaulting an underage girl.
You mean another videotape has surfaced?
Yep. They said the contents of the video, this is confirmed by police, to news outlets yesterday was sent out. And the, you know, who's representing the victim, Michael Avenatti, who represents
the guy who represented Stormy.
But anyway, he's representing which I don't like, because didn't he just get accused of domestic violence?
Yeah,
he's not the one to be representing
that lawyer.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in the news. His wife came after him and said that he was, and I'm like, we don't want that guy representing the victims. And then he's literally representing victims.
Maybe not the best voice.
And he's getting accused
of
that.
Not the
anyway,
best voice.
But unless he's doing that as a way to rehab himself and saying this is going to do good and do this stuff pro bono and start helping sexual assault victims.
Well,
maybe
he's going to do it for free, yes, but he's not.
Yeah, no, he won't. But if he was,
that'd be like the governor of Virginia offering to work for free after we saw him in a Ku Klux Klan hood instead of saying he still gets to stay in office. No, get the hell out, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care what year it was.
Yeah. So is R. Kelly indicted? Are charges coming?
No, they're saying that it probably will happen soon because now this brand new video came out yesterday. It's 45 minutes in length.
Oh, God.
It's never been disclosed publicly. It is clear. You can see everyone, so there's no question. But there are multiple assaults of the girl, an underage girl, on a VHS videotape. So there's a tape out there the police have confirmed that's probably going to hopefully be the one that sends him to jail, finally.
I had read one article that said that it was a like an account of a girl saying that she was 14 years old in the tape. Like, they had proof of that as well.
That doesn't surprise
R. Kelly.
Us, does it?
Trash, this guy. See that that horrible onion unfold. Good.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. The good news is that this weekend we got some events going on.
Yeah.
And I forgot I have a polar plunge this weekend that I'm not going to be in, but I'm going to be emceeing for Special Olympics of Wisconsin. That's my good news.
Oh,
I always have
fun
at this event. They do it at the Milwaukee Zoo, like right in front of the polar bear exhibit. They bring in a big pool.
Yeah.
And they fill it with water, and it's supposed to be snowing on Sunday. So
they're
going to be doing the polar plunge in this big pool. With the polar bear there, you can like literally see the polar bear there. So it's
the polar bear
polar plunge. Yeah, it's very cool. It's all for Special Olympics on Sunday.
Super cool.
That should be cool. That's my good news.
Yeah.
What's your good news?
My good news is my kids got to ride on the ride at Disney on Ice last night. They got to get in a little boat. And they rode around the ice at the Pfizer.
Yeah.
And it was very cool. And
was everybody cheering for them and yelling for them?
I mean, well, it's an arena, so I don't know. I was too busy videotaping and going, those are my babies.
Did both of them go? Because you said it was going to be. Okay.
Owen,
they both went?
We got down to the downtown around like 5. We had to be at the Pfizer by 5:30 for the Mickey meet and greet, which was all media people.
Yeah.
So there's all these like local TV people, which was so funny because they were in their regular clothes looking like moms. Looking like hell.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey girl, you don't look like you do on the news. You look like me today.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was cool, but they were all there with their kids. And then Owen got really comfortable meeting Mickey and Minnie.
Oh,
and
awesome.
So then he's like, I want to go on the ride. And they had an extra spot. So
I was like,
you're comfortable now? Once he got comfortable, then he was fine.
He's like, this is awesome. This is going to be cool. Yeah. It's a life experience.
And I look over at one point, Hudson's like almost falling asleep because it's like 8:30.
True.
But the Toy Story was coming, so we watched it and laughed.
Nice. What's your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is tomorrow I'll be making my first trip ever to Cedarburg because we are in the Cedarburg Winter Festival.
Yes.
That's right.
I've heard a lot about how cool Cedarburg is. I've never been there.
It is cool.
Tomorrow's the first day I'm going to be there. I'm very excited. We're going to be in the parade of the festival.
Can we go to Tommaso's?
I'm not that excited about being in a parade in this temperature. temperature, but I am excited about going to Cedarburg.
Can we go to Tommaso's and eat pizza? It's so good.
Of course we can.
Good, good.
Yes.
Pizza. You can watch us, Allie.
I got plans anyway. You go to Tommaso's. I got something to do.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
That city worker that was killed, the guy that was filling potholes that got hit by the car.
Yeah.
They've officially charged the suspect in that case. They have not made an arrest because there were two people in the car that hit this the city worker. Guy was
Were two people.
Ooh. Yeah. There were the guy was filling potholes at like 17th and somewhere on the south side.
And it was early morning.
Yeah, yep. It was in the morning, and this car just ran into him. Ooh. So according to the complaint.
When I say early morning, I'm like 7, 8 a.m. Like light out. Yeah.
17th and Vines where it happened. So what happens is they crash into the public worker. He later goes to the hospital and calls the police on him. Wow. So now there's a warrant out for his arrest. He could face up to 31 years behind bars when he's convicted. But an arrest has not been made, but a warrant's out for his arrest. 30-year-old Teron Claiborne is his name. So if you know him, call the cops. Get this piece of garbage.
So he's the guy killed
the city worker. Yeah. Funeral arrangements and everything, I think, are this tomorrow for the city worker.
I heard the Department of Public Works, because that's who he worked for. I heard the boss of that whole thing talking about how just sad they were. Yeah.
Brian Rodriguez is his name, 54 years old. His visitation and everything is tomorrow on Saturday at Serb Hall on West Oklahoma in Dallas.
All right.
R.I.P. Sad.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Cardi B got all pissed about everyone coming after her that she got out of Instagram. She said, I'm done. I'm deleting my Instagram.
Uh-huh, girl.
But, that couldn't last for too long. She already got back on it because she has a new song out with Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah. We're doing the Radio.com world premiere all day long, man.
It's so good. Yeah, you should play it right now a little bit.
It's called Please Me.
We just played it, and if you missed it, a few songs ago.
So she deleted the Instagram, and now she's back from Instagram?
She deleted it on, earlier in the week. And now I'm wondering, was it always a plan to delete it and come back when she released her song today with Bruno Mars?
Uh-huh.
Or was she really pissed, didn't want to be on Instagram, and then they said to her, you have to be on Instagram to promote this?
Marketing
she's
people
smart
saying,
enough
hey.
To know she has to promote it. Yeah. I guarantee she knew she had to be back on Instagram. So
right.
That did not last long, but I was looking at pictures of her and Bruno Mars performing their last song together.
Finesse.
She is short as hell.
They're both tiny people.
Yeah, but I never
He's a
pictured,
tiny human too.
I didn't picture Cardi B this little.
Oh, okay.
Because they're always in heels and stuff. Like Bruno Mars is like tiny.
Really
she's
tiny.
Like really, really tiny. Wow.
Bruno Mars. I typed in Bruno Mars on my computer.
Yeah.
Not Mars. Bruno Mars is 5'5".
Yeah, he won't take pictures with people full length. That's a fact. Like, we've seen it happen. And you have to be from, the chest up because he is so short and he's self-conscious. So they'll put him on boxes and things.
Dude,
I
Googled Bruno Mars standing on a box and got a clip from him in one of his music videos. He's all up on a model. And all you see is him standing on a box so he can be kind of as tall as she is.
Told ya.
Oh, poor Bruno.
Yeah.
Cardi's 5'3", so she's shorter than
she's
him.
She's tiny. 5'3" is tiny.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the way the Kardashians are. Like, other than Khloe, Kim and Kourtney are both 5'5", 5'1", or they're tiny.
Little.
You would never think it, though, looking at them.
No.
That's why they need so much security around them. Keep the people away. Keep
Seriously.
All the rabid fans away from breaking these people.
Anybody off.
Well, right? Cardi B's back on Instagram, y'all.
Woo-hoo!
Yay, go double tap it, please.
I can sleep well at night now, thank God.
Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
I know Allie, you think I was joking when I said I got robbed. I really was. I literally have no money. I got robbed.
What the hell happened,
okay,
dude?
Okay, so, the timing of me getting being victimized could not have been worse. We walk into the Pfizer. I did not get robbed at the Pfizer. Don't worry.
Okay.
Nothing bad happened at the Pfizer. We walk into the Pfizer at 5 p.m. yesterday,
yes.
me and my children, for Disney on Ice. We had to be there early for, we got to do some of the other cool stuff. We walk in. We walk into the will call. We pick up our tickets.
Yeah.
They don't open the doors until 5:30 because they just don't.
What time is it ballpark?
Well, the show's at 7.
Okay, what time are you there?
We were there at 5.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they're like, they open at 5:30 and then you're going to go to the meet and greet, meet Mickey and Minnie. So right before they let us in, we now have our tickets. We are in. We are through security. I get an alert on my phone.
Okay.
Did you make a purchase of $149, blah, 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 at X, Y, and Z for edible arrangements? And I'm like, no. So I immediately respond to the text. It's Chase, so that's my bank. So I respond to it. It's like Chase fraud.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So I write
though.
Back and I go, no. And then they write back immediately. You know, this is the fraud. I love how they do this. They do.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sometimes they'll text me and ask me if I made a purchase I actually did make, and I'll say yes.
Yeah.
It's cool
but
they do that, though.
This was, and it's like, did you make this purchase? No. I'm like, okay. So they say, well, we're going to call you or call us. So now I'm about to walk into a meet and greet.
With your kids?
With my kids. I have nobody else with me. I have no money. I have food everywhere. They haven't eaten dinner, and they're not going to eat dinner now because I have no money, right?
You can't access your account?
No, I have $10 in cash in my wallet, and I just gave $20 to the damn parking garage people that I would have kept had I known.
Because you were going to get robbed.
I stopped screwing with credit cards. I cut them out of my life, right? Because I was going into debt. All gone now, which means I have no other way to pay except for my debit card.
Oh my God.
So I finally, we go to the meet and greet. I'm freaking out. Like, I have no money. They're going to have a heart attack. Not only are they not going to be able to eat, they can't get any toys, which I don't care, but they care.
One quick dumb question. When you say that you didn't make that purchase, they shut your account down, so now you can't use your account?
I'm getting there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
I'm sorry.
I couldn't call because it's like chaos. We're like in the middle of all this stuff.
And you're in an arena where service is spotty anyway. Sometimes.
People are talking to me, and I'm thinking, I don't want to. I gotta go make a call, right? I don't have time for this. So I'm in the corner of the Pfizer at 6 o'clock last night.
Oh my God!
With my kids running up and down the hall screaming because I can't deal with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have this fraud. I have zero. Like, I have $43 in my account. I mean, there was like a lot of money. We just got paid, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, somebody has spent $750.
Holy crap.
I should have pulled up all these purchases. Somebody had basically used my card all over the place, which is typical.
Jesus,
I mean, this happens to people all the time. But the fact that the timing happened when I could not, one, feed my children. If I left, I was going to lose the number one parking space, by the way, at the Pfizer, which was amazing because we got there early.
Yeah.
I was also that we were going to miss the show. Like, there was no way to, like, get money
all the times.
Because the ATM was shut down. There was no money in my account. And the lady's like, we have shut down your debit card. You can go to the bank and get money.
Well, thanks
a
lot.
We will fix all the charges. And I'm like, but I can't go to the bank until tomorrow, and I don't have BMO. And
so there's
nothing
there
but BMO at the Pfizer.
So you're hopeless right there.
Hopeless. And the worst,
hopeless.
I started
hopeless
crying at one point because after hours of saying, I can't feed you or we have to leave. Because I can't, $10 will not buy you anything.
No,
not at all.
And I was too embarrassed to tell the people at the Pfizer, like, I have no money, because I'm like, they're never going to believe that. They're just going to think I have no money when I truly, truly had all my money stolen 20 minutes after we walked into the Pfizer. I mean, the odds on that timing. So I felt awful. My kids didn't eat. I think they ate at 9 o'clock when I dropped them off at their dad's, which is crazy because they didn't eat since lunch.
Yeah.
There was no snack. I mean, we were going all day. It was like, oh.
That's awful. So, and now what has anything happened to that? Are they going to put the money back in your account now?
But I can't get to it until I can get to the bank today.
So you still have to, in the middle of dealing with this crap.
I mean, it's all going back in my account, but I literally still have the $12. And I was going to feed them on the way home, and I was going to buy the dollar menu at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
But then their dad texted me because I was taking them back to his house, and he said, do you want me to make them dinner? I'm like, yeah, actually. I know it's 9 o'clock at night, but they haven't eaten in hours. And I was like, and the worst part was, kids would have all this food, all these toys, and right in front of us, and Hudson would go, I wish I could have a snow cone.
Now you feel even worse.
And he's five, and I would be like, it's not happening. I don't have any money. I'm really sorry. And then Hudson gets his, like, and then he just starts bawling. And I was like, finally I turn to him and I said, you guys, first of all, you're at Disney on Ice. Kids would kill to come to this.
Yeah. You had really good seats, too.
You have front row seats. Yeah. You get to be in the show. I know you're hungry, but just try to look at the bright side right now, that kids would kill to be here.
We're here for free. Look at all the bright sides. Look at all the silver lining stuff.
Owen, my older one, was like, it's okay, Mommy. We'll make it. Like, he's and Hudson, I wish I had a snow cone.
Are you going to have an emergency backup credit card now? You should get one.
I should. Yes. The one I had expired. My dad's like, you need an emergency. I'm like, God. Yeah. Well, the one that expired now, he was right. Oh, I need an emergency.
Damn it,
he was right. He was right.
There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Herb Cole doing some awesome things for teachers in Wisconsin again. Again.
What now?
Again. Well, he's given $507,000 in a flash fund to a bunch of teachers for this donorschoose.org website where Wisconsin Whoa. Teachers are asking for things like educational supplies, technology. They need equipment. They need instruments. They need like food sometimes, clothing, hygiene products, just little yeah. things here and there for classrooms.
They spend so much money on their classroom, which is crazy.
And they're not exactly the highest paid people
no.
in the world.
Not even close.
Teachers.
No.
Definitely a
They're
thankless
public
job.
Servants in my mind.
Absolutely.
I would
yeah.
agree with that. Herb Cole has approved $2 million in classroom support to Wisconsin teachers since
Hell
2016.
Yes.
$2 million since
Good.
2016.
Sweet.
Yes.
Yes.
When you used to own the bucks, though, you got the money to do it. he helped fund part of the Pfizer, too, I believe.
Dude, Herb
Dude.
Cole is a local boy done
yeah,
good, you
and
know?
Thank you for all of my jeans and my shirts yeah. from Kohl's. I mean, and you can take those coupons you send every single day and just give those to charity. I don't need the right. I don't need the coupon.
What he didn't tell the teachers is that $150,000 of that is in Kohl's cash.
And teachers everywhere went,
whoa!
Yes!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
And now, missed connections. From Craigslist. Craigslist. Hi, girl.
Hi.
It's the most casual hi, girl ever.
You either make it super overly sexual and awkward, or super quick and weird.
Gotta keep you guessing,
Riggs
bro.
This isn't gonna be like a Chippendale. He's not exuding sexual, like, you
what
know.
What are you talking
like,
about? Have you seen this body? Have you seen this body?
Girl,
no,
I've seen
I
the...
wasn't even talking about your body. I was talking about your.
I
your...
was.
His overall aura doesn't exactly exude sex appeal.
I'm not trying to
it's
attract
not exuding...
you.
Exuding. Well, then why are you hitting on me with these highs?
Hey, I turned my wife on. That's all that matters. At least I think
well,
I do.
Well, that's what he said. Yeah,
I think I do.
I
think I do.
All the women in their cars right? are dying right now. My husband thinks he turns me on, too.
Mm-hmm. This is titled, I Remember Very Little. It's an extreme long shot, but it's a man for a woman. He says, okay, I met you about 16 or 17 years ago. I lived on the east side off Brady Street. You lived off KK. I am white. You are black. We only dated very briefly. You were very into me, and I was very stupid. We met in the Walgreens parking lot. You're shorter than me, 6 feet, and thick. How tall is this guy?
Yeah.
Seriously, and that 16 years ago? I like, yeah. Hello, she's probably like got 4 kids by now, dude.
Seriously.
We spent a day curled up watching some dumb MTV wrestling reality show. We had an amazing time in bed. Look, I know this is ludicrous and a long shot, but I had a passing thought about you that has grown. I have absolutely no way to even think this will get in touch with you, but maybe it will reach you on Craigslist. Anyways, 1 in a million chance I would love to talk to you again.
So he doesn't know her name or anything?
Nope.
Yet he spent all this time with her.
Yep.
But he can't find her on Facebook because he doesn't know her name.
And he wonders why he's still alone.
Dude.
Yeah.
1 in a million, though? It's more like 1 in a billion.
So you're telling him his chance.
Oh,
saying,
yeah.
There's still a chance.
Come on.
There's still a chance.
It's been a long shot misconnection.
Every girl that went to UWM is like, did I hang out with a dude 16 years ago? Maybe that was me.
Maybe it was me.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the one and only
Dad Joke Friday! Bad Joke Friday!
Let's
yeah,
go.
Your laughs count as our points. All right, good morning. Angela.
Good morning.
You are our judge for Dad Joke Friday this morning. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brookfield.
All right. Are you familiar with Dad Joke Friday? Obviously, you listen every week.
Yes, I listen every morning.
All right, girl.
So here's the way this works. You're allowed to laugh at all the jokes, and every time you laugh at one of our jokes, we get a point. The first one to get 3 points wins. Last week's winner was Allie. Uh-huh. So okay. Allie will go first
okay.
for Dad Joke Friday. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Angela, here we go, girl.
All right.
What did one firefly say to the other?
I don't know.
You glow, girl.
Oh,
damn it.
You used your own catchphrase for
damn
a joke.
No, I don't say you glow, girl. I say you go, girl.
Hey, Angela. My wife got mad at me for kicking ice cubes under the refrigerator instead of cleaning them up. And that's just water
Get
under
off
the...
Get off of my dad joke site already, dude.
Oh. It's just water under the fridge.
I'm going to finish his jokes for him.
Oh, she laughed. She laughed. That's a point for Riggs.
No, we don't even divulge our dad jokes to each other ahead
no.
of time.
No,
so.
But somebody sent you the same site they sent me. That's been evident for 3 weeks.
Nobody sent me that. Oh.
Lies. Gibbons,
listen,
you're
up.
Gibbons.
While you guys are doing all these jokes, I'm having real life issues, okay?
Okay.
I went to the store the other day to buy a vacuum, right? Yeah. The whole selection sucked. It's a vacuum joke.
I love that joke. She didn't laugh. Doesn't count as a point.
No.
Allie?
What did the octopus say to his girlfriend when he proposed?
No.
Can I have your hand in marriage?
That's funny.
That was good.
That was a good one.
That was really good.
I've never seen that one. That's
right, so we got Riggs at one, Allie at one. Dad joke Friday. Dad joke Friday.
All right. Hey, Angela. What kind of milk do you get from a pampered cow? Spoiled milk.
That's good. I almost laughed.
But she didn't laugh, so it doesn't count.
Sorry.
All right,
the
that's fine.
Cute.
You gotta be honest. Laugh counts. Gibbons, go ahead.
What did the judge say when a skunk walked in to testify?
I don't know.
Odor in the court! We need odor in the court!
Mm-mm.
It's a skunk joke, man.
All right. Well, we got it. Week.
We know it's a skunk joke.
I know.
Allie?
All right, is this me? Okay.
Uh-huh.
If I had a DeLorean, I would probably only drive it from time to time.
All right.
Not bad.
Back to the future joke.
You didn't laugh at a DeLorean joke?
No.
Not you, them. Riggs is like obsessed with Back to the Future, and he didn't even laugh at it. That's why I was like, really? That's the only reason I used that damn joke.
Come on, man.
Hey, why don't skeletons go out on Valentine's Day?
Why don't skeletons go out?
Because they've got nobody to go with.
Oh.
Is that two for me?
That's two for Riggs, one for Allie. I'm just not funny this week for Dad Joke Friday.
Get it together,
Dad Joke Friday.
Go ahead.
You know, my dad is a police officer, you guys. I think it's safe to say I have a father-in-law.
Okay.
Another pun.
Allie.
Sorry, Angela didn't even laugh. You guys, my friend gave birth in her car on the way to the hospital, and her husband named the kid Carson. And if you don't think that's the best dad joke ever, get out of my face.
I did like the joke better like three weeks ago when I used it, but it still was a good joke. Sorry, Angela. Says the guy with no points.
When you said it, it made me laugh too, but Allie said it today. So.
Okay.
So says the guy with no points. Keep going, Gibbons.
All right. Riggs, you're up.
I'm up. Angela?
I got a good one coming up, though.
Have you ever tried to eat a clock? I hear it's very time-consuming.
Really, Gibbons?
I thought that was stupid, but kind of goofy. Goofy.
All right.
Don't lower the standard, Gibbons. Lower the standard.
Why didn't the lifeguard save the hippie?
I don't know.
Because he was too far out, man. Boom, I got one.
Got one.
Finally.
Allie, it's up. You're up now. She laughs at your joke, you win.
Angela, get this. For Valentine's Day, Riggs would have bought flowers for his girlfriend, but his wife won't let him.
Oh, dude.
That's funny.
That was...
Dad Joke Friday.
Just for the record, Riggs doesn't have a girlfriend.
No, I don't.
In fact,
if he did,
I would never do that joke, okay?
No.
There have been people that have had more than a girlfriend and a wife on the show at times, and I would never have done that joke.
Yes,
but
thank
Riggs
you.
Does not have a girlfriend, only a wife. But he's probably going to get lit up later, and his wife's going to think he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, thank you.
For paranoia. You're welcome.
And that's how Riggs slept on the couch after Valentine's Day. Thanks, Allie.
And that's how Allie had a mic drop moment. That was so savage.
There you go. Allie's the winner of this week for Dad Joke Friday. Angela, thanks for being a judge this week. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks you guys.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Right now it's time for Hell to the No.
Hell no.
It's when you're driving down the road and you swerve to miss one pothole, but then end up driving into a second pothole that's even deeper. I had to pull over my car yesterday and get out and make sure that I didn't have a flat tire or other damage to my car. It was that big of a pothole.
That
it
bites,
didn't even
dude.
Look like it because there was like a puddle over it, and it looked like it was maybe like an inch or two deep. And I was like, I got this. I didn't have that. The potholes are serious, man. Serious.
Yeah, they are a serious first world problem. They are.
Right.
And I hate on the road when it says rough road for the next 2.5 miles. Just fix the damn pothole.
Right.
Just fix them. I don't need to see a sign. I know it's rough road, okay?
I get it. Fix it instead of putting a sign there.
Here's my L to the N. When I get to Disney on Ice, I've been there for 20 minutes. We're stuck at the Pfizer for the next 4 hours, and I realize someone frauded my debit card, and I have zero money in my account with no access. Access to money because I have to go to the bank now to get it, and they're sending me a new debit card. Somebody spent $750 on some forward by a lease.
Yeah.
Did you look that up?
It was some clothing line.
It was closed.
Yep. And an edible arrangements.
They spent $149 at freaking edible arrangements twice.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
Find your ass.
And who the hell spends that kind of money on Valentine's Day? They didn't really make up good for something.
I'll tell you who spends that type of money. Somebody who doesn't have it.
Amen.
He didn't spend his money. He spent my money. Or she did.
Well, he spent the bank's money now because you don't have to pay that.
The bank's paying it back. Oh,
my God.
799-1037, or you can always send us a text to 71037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the no?
Yes, I do. When you're driving for Uber to get extra money and somebody rolls down your back window and then it gets stuck and won't roll back up.
Oh, no!
The worst.
Why did they roll down the window in this weather?
Yeah.
I don't know. They just decided to roll down the window, and now it's stuck, like, all the way down.
Oh.
So I got to find some place cheap to fix it.
Man.
End up using all the money I just made.
Right. Oh, that sucks.
Is it a power window? It's not one of those crank-down windows.
It's a power window, and it's stuck all the way, like, it's back window. So it's stuck, like, halfway down.
Oh, God.
That bites.
Well, throw a tarp over it, and you'll be all right for a little while.
Thanks for calling, man.
Guys. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
We got text to 71037. When you order a Christmas gift on the internet and you're still waiting for it to be delivered.
What?
February
17th.
Is it coming from Mars?
Is this a real story?
Is it coming from Mars?
Right?
Jesus. I mean,
seriously.
Maybe it is.
You order from China, it comes in 2 weeks. I mean, 2 months later. Good morning.
They had to deliver it by boat, and they're assembling it in the ocean while they're bringing it, I guess.
That's crazy.
Jinx.
Interject, Jack. Go get me a Diet Coke. Gibbons owes me one.
Damn it.
I witnessed that whole thing happen in front of my eyes, and I just watched it. It was amazing.
Don't you love it how I declare my victory without any victory really happening?
Uh-huh.
That's how you really win in life. You just declare yourself a winner.
That's how you roll in life, Allie.
I won.
Amen.
See? Everyone's like, you did?
Totally.
You did?
Yes, I totally won.
799-1037 is the number. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you got a hell to the no this morning? Oh, there's a hell to the no.
Come on, man.
You got the damn busy signal. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you got a hell to the no?
Remember the busy signal?
Yeah.
Seriously.
It doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist anymore.
Kiss FM, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so mine is when I was buying my Valentine's gift for my Valentine's.
You were buying your dog gifts for your Valentine?
Speak up.
Is what you said?
I was buying my Valentine gift for my Valentine.
Okay.
It was like flowers and like chocolate.
Flowers and
stop talking so quiet on your Bluetooth. Speak up, honey.
Sorry. And I was walking to give it to her, and I drop it, and then I heard, because there was a car coming, so I hurry up and run, and then all of a sudden, all of it gets ran over.
Ran over your Valentine's gift.
I mean, you can't make that up. If that's not a sign to run.
Seriously.
Your Valentine got run over.
Bail out of that relationship.
Oh my gosh.
That's a sign from God, probably.
Yeah.
Get out. Thanks for calling. Get off that Bluetooth, too.
We should have asked her how long she's been with him. What if she's like 15 years?
Oh, God.
Sure. Well,
we'd be like, never mind. Well, just kidding.
No, still a sign, I think. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. What's your hell to the no?
My hell to the no is yesterday. We were trying to find a place for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Obviously for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we go to an Applebee's. Their wait was 2 hours long.
At an Apple? That's amazing. They should actually report that to the news. They should do an article on that.
Yeah.
Because that would trend. Applebee's has a 2 hour waiting. That's a trending thing,
when
man.
You're trying to eat cheap on a big holiday, it's worth the wait, okay?
Amen.
I'm just saying.
They do have a damn good sandwich. The Texas Toast barbecue. It's so good. I don't even know what. It's like a club sandwich.
But wait. There was open tables.
Oh! So they just didn't have enough staff.
I guess. I was just like, really? 2 hours?
That's ballsy to tell someone there's a 2 hour wait with open tables right in front of their face. That's ballsy, yeah.
Wow. Well, did you finally get a table? Did you go somewhere else? What happened?
We went somewhere else. Okay. Actually, we went to Lydia's, which is pretty nice.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to wait 2 hours? For Applebee's, what the hell?
Come on, man.
You didn't want to eat that good in the neighborhood.
Get it together. That was a good one.
Hey, thanks for calling.
That's funny.
Hell to the no. Thank you for calling. Thank you for the text.
Sandwich at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh, yes. Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 3-0 is current record for season 7, so he's still undefeated. You think you can stump him? Think of somebody famous like Bruno Mars or Cardi B, who, by the way, will be playing their world premiere of their song here in a couple minutes.
Yes.
Bring Gibbons the Great in the studio. Come on in, man.
What be going on over here?
Look, we're talking to our friend Holly, who's in St. Francis this morning. Holly, you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good. You ready to stump Gibbons the Great this morning?
I am.
All right, let's do it. Holly versus Gibbons the Great.
Okay, Holly, are you thinking of a character that is real in real life?
Yes.
Maybe you've got a female on your brain?
Yes.
Could this be an adult older than 18 years?
Yes.
Perhaps this person's on a popular TV show?
No.
Are you thinking of a black person?
No.
This is someone who's famous, though, yes?
Yes.
Maybe on your brain is someone who sings on a stage.
Not anymore.
Is this someone who's still alive?
Yes.
Has the person on your brain been in something that's ever been produced by Disney?
No.
Could you be thinking of someone with blonde hair?
No.
Is this person from America?
No.
Does the character that you're thinking of have a British accent?
Yes.
Could this be somebody in the Harry Potter world?
No.
Perhaps you're thinking of a character who's in films?
No.
Does the person on your mind have any children?
Yes.
Maybe you got someone on your brain who is a grandparent?
No.
Was this somebody who was ever in an all-female band?
Yes.
Could this also be somebody whose husband plays sports?
Yes.
All right, me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball. Now, me know her as Posh Spice, okay? Because that's where me come from. But she'd be Victoria Beckham.
Yes, you got it.
That is her.
Not going on tour with everyone, she said.
He's too good for everybody.
He's too good, yeah?
She just launched she's launching a beauty line this year. She's too busy with that.
Whatever.
She still gets Beckham paid beauty. For all the concerts and shows, so yeah. She's smart.
Holly, thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
You think you can stump him? We play every morning around 8:20 on 103.7 Kiss FM. On the way in less than 6 minutes, we got the world premiere. Oh. Bruno Mars and Cardi B, who's back on Instagram.
Yeah. Thank God.
The world premiere of their new song next. Hold on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Gibbons, how was your Valentine's Day that your girlfriend ruined for you yesterday, huh?
This time yesterday, I was screaming mad about how my girlfriend ruined Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Because she already bought herself the gift I wanted to get her. I told her about the night we had planned to go out on Saturday. She didn't really like it. And I was all mad because she ruined everything, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Valentine's Day yesterday comes around. And guess who ruined everything? Me. It's me. All I wanted was a heart-shaped pizza, okay? That's all I wanted.
Yeah, those
was a heart-shaped pizza. And guess what I got? I got a heart-shaped pizza.
Yeah.
And I got some delicious desserts. But that wasn't enough. So I wound up getting another pizza that tasted like cardboard and sucked. And that's how I ruined Valentine's Day. Let me explain. So it's yesterday. And I get done here on the radio show, and I says, I'm going to think ahead. I go to Marco's Pizza's website, and I see that they got a special. It's a heart-shaped pizza with some desserts, and it's super cheap. So I order it ahead, and I go, deliver it to my place at like 6 p.m. And they say, all right, good. We will deliver it to your place at 6 p.m.
Okay.
I'm like, all right.
Seems great.
It's 11 a.m. I got dinner planned, ready to go. I'm good. And then I look at the receipt, and I'm pretty sure that I've ordered a medium heart-shaped pizza.
Yeah.
And when it's Valentine's Day, you can't have a medium. It's got to be a large, right?
Damn right. God.
So then, because I'm thinking it, an ad pops up on my Facebook feed for a chain, a pizza chain that I won't name, that they have this great deal. It's a large heart-shaped pizza, and it's an awesome deal, and it's going to be big and huge, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I order it. But I don't order it for delivery, because I've already got a pizza delivered. I order it for pickup, because I'm going to save that money on the tip, right? I'm going to save this money.
Hold on, you got got two pizzas coming?
I'm confused. So you canceled? Why didn't you cancel the delivery?
I the first pizza already was already on the way, going to come. So I said, you know what?
Okay.
You know why I didn't cancel the first one, Allie? Because I'm an idiot and didn't even think to.
Or if you didn't cancel the first one, why did you order? I'm still confused why you ordered the second because, after the first one was already coming. This
because
makes sense.
I had to have a large, and I thought I'd ordered a medium, right? It's not logical. I'm an idiot, okay? I ruined everything.
Okay.
I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
But
okay.
here's where the actual ruining comes in.
Yeah.
So I have this pickup at this other pizza place for 7 o'clock where I'm going
to
go
so
pick it up.
So you then had to leave the house to go get a hard pizza you already ordered.
No, I did not because I hit up my girlfriend and I said, are you on your way home? And she says,
oh,
yep.
God.
And I say, can you do me a favor with your 3-year-old in the car? Can you stop at this pizza place at 7 o'clock and just pick up this pizza?
I'd love to get my 3-year-old out of the car and go in and get a pizza that you ordered for no reason after you already got one that you ate, probably, and that's why we got another one.
She didn't know about the first one. I'll get to that in a second. She goes at 7 o'clock to pick up the pizza. Long story short, she doesn't get the pizza until 7:55.
Yeah.
She's in this place for 55 minutes waiting for this pizza that I had ordered hours ago.
Yeah.
I'm hot pissed. So the minute I know it's 7:55, I already go on the website, fill out a survey, tell them the service sucked, the food sucked, it was awful.
Why didn't you just say, come home instead of sitting there for an hour on Valentine's Day waiting for a pizza I ordered. Cancel the order. Why didn't you just say that?
Because I'm a cheap ass and I'd already paid for it. And I was like, I got to have this pizza. But
you're a cheap ass that ordered two pizzas. I still don't understand why you ordered two pizzas. Why you had to have a large.
It's a money thing. It's a food thing. It sounds like you're obsessed with food, not money.
I wanted a really big heart-shaped pizza. And here's the worst part of all.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for her. He wouldn't have had her pick it up. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
If you wanted to surprise her, you're so weird.
It was for us. It was for everybody. And here's like the worst of the worst part. The quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, the large pizza that I got from this chain was smaller than the medium pizza I got from Marco's.
That your girlfriend waited for an hour after work with a 3-year-old.
She gets up.
I'd kill you, dude.
Hold on. When I realize it's been 55 minutes, I take the Marco's that I have on top of the stove that we've already got, and I hide it from her because I'm like, if she finds out we already had it, she's going to be hot pissed.
Of course she is.
Wasted an hour.
Well, yeah, because that was stupid that you let her sit there for an hour.
I know it was.
I'm waiting for a pizza when we already have pizza at home.
Food? What was this about that you couldn't let it go?
Allie, it was literally.
What was it about?
It was literally about having the large pizza, the biggest heart-shaped pizza, and not a medium.
Food.
No, it was about the size of the pizza.
You just wanted to have a display, a bigger display.
I wanted the large, because nobody likes a medium on Valentine's Day. It was just me being an idiot.
You in your own head.
Yes.
It was all in your own head.
And by the time she got home, by the time we ate some pizza, by the time it was like 10 o'clock at night, there was no time for romance. She wasn't in the mood because she was pissed off waiting an hour.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the mood because I'm like, I feel like a jerk. I literally,
you know what this is called?
It.
Can I just say something? And this is the first year or whatever, your year or two. This is called trying too hard. No, really. Like, I'm being complete.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying too hard and it's unattractive, first of all, to a woman, and you're pissing her off. So stop. Just be yourself and relax with the stupid pizza. You're trying too hard.
And you're making yourself crazy for no reason. You didn't need to do that.
You
put yourself in this situation. You violated the number one life rule.
Don't be stupid,
you moron. You know,
I can't believe you had a pizza the whole time and you made her sit there and wait for it. That's what really is the crazy part.
I'm just now figuring it out. No, I didn't. No, that whole pizza, I swear to God, that whole Marco's heart-shaped pizza
was cold, sitting there.
No, it's right now at home in my fridge, untouched. And I'm just realizing it really was all about me. You know why I got another pizza? Because I said to myself,
this isn't enough.
It wasn't that the medium wasn't big enough. It wasn't
going
to be enough food. I needed more food.
Welcome to having, you know how much I've learned losing 100 pounds? Can you see the anxiety you just had over food for an entire night?
Yeah.
You pissed your girlfriend off. You freaked out there wasn't going to be enough food. You ordered an extra pizza. Instead of telling her to leave, you were still stressed out about there not being enough food. So you made her wait for it. Welcome to how we deal with food in America.
You are so
right. Look at
you. And she
had to identify this crap with myself, but you were obsessed over the food. You were obsessed.
Eat for fuel. Eat for fuel, not for fun.
Okay, now here's the real part. Okay.
Yes.
Do I bring out the other another heart-shaped pizza tonight for dinner and tell her I somehow got another heart-shaped pizza.
Spoiler alert, she lives there. She's probably already seen it.
Damn it, I forget that she's been home all morning.
She knows about it. She's probably seen it. She's gone in the fridge.
Oh my God. Tell her last night you had a pizza, she knew.
And now she's going to know that there was one there the whole time, so... Have a fun weekend.
I'm going to be sleeping on the couch probably all weekend, maybe next week, too.
With Jesus pizza, though, I mean,
Christ.
Hey.
Right?
That's what you wanted.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Hey, if you're going to be out at the Cedarburg Winter Festival, we'll be in the parade tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Cedarburg!
What up, Cedarburg?
Wait, what time is it at?
1 o'clock.
Oh, I thought you said 11. I was like, wait, I'm not getting up early.
No!
It's Saturday.
1 o'clock tomorrow.
And don't they have like a ton of stuff going on at the Cedarburg? The Winter Festival's like all weekend, isn't
Bro,
it? I've never been to it.
So much going on.
But I've heard a lot about it.
I've heard about the Cedarburg Festival. They have a committee that, that like they put this all together and it's run like a... like a machine. Cedarburg doesn't mess around with festivals. Like they're one of the best in the country.
Yep.
And it's
they
amazing.
Are.
It's amazing.
Is that
yes.
true?
Yes. 100%.
Or is that just somebody from Cedarburg claiming that?
No, no. It's been written
wow.
up many times. Cedarburg knows what they're doing. They did the Strawberry Festival,
yep.
a huge deal.
Uh-huh.
Winter Festival, huge deal in Cedarburg. Cedarburg
oh, I can't
not,
wait to check
around.
Out this Winter Festival.
Yeah.
And I've never been to Cedarburg or any of the festivals at Cedarburg,
oh,
so I'm very excited.
It's
yeah.
beauty.
I've heard, like you had said, I've heard nothing but just great things.
It's like being in a Hallmark movie.
Aww.
It is, but that's the way West Bend is. You have all these towns that have these adorable little downtowns
oh, little
that could be in
downtown.
Hallmark movies. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So you can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned that Allie cemented her place as hashtag world's okayest mom because she didn't feed her kids last night.
Nope.
And she just refused to feed her
refused.
Kids last night.
Nope, sorry.
Okay, she got robbed and had $700, $800, like $1,000 drained from her bank account.
$1,000 taken
Jesus
out of my bank account.
God.
And
and you found out at the worst possible
yeah, like,
time.
It couldn't have been. It's not like I was at my house where I could feed my kids and I didn't need money till forever.
God.
But I was at the Pfizer. I had just walked in, picked up my tickets.
This is a nightmare.
Had to be in the Pfizer for the next 4 hours because I had committed to a meet and greet and Hudson and being in the show, which
yeah.
means it wasn't even like we could leave.
Nope.
Had already paid $20 to park with the little cash I had, so I had no cash left. Yeah. And then I get an alert saying, all the money's been drained. Did I make this purchase? And of course I didn't spend $300 at, what did I say, Edible Arrangements?
Yeah.
Yes.
Another $700 at... some clothing place.
Some boutique.
So I'm sitting at the Pfizer at Disney on Ice. My kids are watching every kid eat popcorn,
snow
cones, pretzels, hot dogs, cotton candy.
Playing with toys and souvenirs.
People are walking past us nonstop saying, cotton candy, and Hudson's bawling because he's starving and I have no money and we can't leave.
Dumpster fire!
So now I gotta go to the bank as soon as we get off the air and get some cash because okay. I don't have any money till the debit card comes.
I was gonna say, do you need some money? Because I don't have any cash on me right now. Either,
and so. I got rid of all my credit cards intentionally, and that was
yes.
the dumbest thing I ever
Are
did.
Are you gonna get a backup credit card now? An
yes,
emergency one?
But don't one? Tell my dad I didn't do it when he told me
I
to
won't.
Because I made fun of him and I moved on with my life, and then last night I was crying because I had no money.
Yeah. I felt genuinely bad for you after hearing that. Like, you
yeah.
poor thing. I wanted to hug you,
you
but then I
My
didn't
kids
really
were at Disney on Ice. You shouldn't feel bad for me. They were fine.
They learned a lesson in humility.
They don't need 7 toys that cost $30 each.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Okay.
I learned something this morning about Gibbons.
Yeah?
That Gibbons loves food so much that he would sabotage his own relationship in Valentine's Day over it.
Oh, my God.
He ordered not one, but two heart-shaped pizzas. One because it was a medium.
But
and
wait,
a second
from
one
two
because...
Different places,
yes,
right?
from
you
two different
tell that.
From two different places because he wanted a large one. He didn't think that it was enough pizza.
Riggs,
because everybody that wants a heart-shaped pizza on Valentine's Day.
But he didn't even go get the second one. He sent his girlfriend and her 3-year-old to go get it at 7 o'clock at night, which makes no sense whatsoever.
And they had to wait for an hour, and I have an update, you guys.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't tell
She's
my girl.
She's moving out.
No, my God,
I'm
I hope
kidding.
Not. I thought that I hadn't told her about the pizza. She found the second pizza last
yeah.
night. You know what I told her? I lied right to her face. I have no recollection of this. She says I told her I got the second pizza from work. And didn't tell her that I screwed up, that I made a lie about getting it from work.
Why did you...
Just fess up to
her. Why did you tell her you got it from work?
I don't even.
Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk at all. I don't remember not telling her.
That's a lie.
I swear to God.
Liar, pants. You already lied once. You're in the liar club. Gibbons, liar, pants on fire.
I had a chat with my buddy Fred, but that's a different story for a different day. Okay?
Liar.
You had hydrocephalus. You got a little shunt
Fred
up there.
Fred wouldn't make you lie.
Go get your head checked on, man.
I think I might need to get my head checked.
Not his head, his morals, dude. He's lying to his girlfriend about a freaking pizza.
Yes, check your head.
Get a grip, you weirdo. Have you ever been afraid of people in your life, Gibbons? Listen to yourself.
Oh, my God. What the hell's wrong with
me? He's afraid to tell people the truth. It's like a child that's going to get in trouble.
End of the day, is there still pizza at home? Can you go home to food at least? Yes. Is it going to be pizza at home?
It's going to be in his face.
No, yes. You know what? If my
girlfriend's going to smash it in his face.
If she really wanted to stick it to me, she would have heard me say the other pizza was there this morning, and I hope she took that pizza to work and gave it to her friends, because I don't deserve it.
You don't deserve it, no.
I don't deserve it at all.
No. Allie, did you learn anything this morning?
What did I learn about Riggs? I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. Riggs does not have a girlfriend.
No. Thank God.
Just a wife.
Oh,
and he's probably going to pay for that for 6 months.
A wife that I love very much.
We know.
Eight strong years of marriage, baby.
You can say it all you want. You're still going to get crap for it. Sorry.
I know. Thank you. And Allie threw me under a bus.
Thank me or thank your wife. Whoever's going to give you hell for a week, thank them.
Wheels on the bus go over me.
It's always my fault when somebody else does something, isn't it?
Man. What do you mean? You did the whole thing.
I didn't harass you for a week about your girlfriend, which is what's going to happen now.
You want to catch up with that show? You can always do it at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.